The information provided on the PervCast should never be considered professional advice, but is information based on experiences from being in the lifestyle. It is intended for those seeking lifestyle information with their partner's full knowledge, consent, and consideration of individual comfort level. You should never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking that advice by what is heard here.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Attention, attention, the perv has escaped. Please secure the building. Again, the perv has escaped.
I put the car in Stringer, baby!
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Welcome to another episode of the PervCast.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the PervCast. I am the Perv, and I will be here as your host all by myself. We have a special feature for you today. That's why we've interrupted the most current episode of the PervCast. Recently, we ran into a blog presented by Mad Bastard. Now, here's your opportunity to hear what Mr. Bastard had to say himself in a special episode of the Pervatorial. And here it is. I stumbled across a review of our beloved little show done by one Mad Bastard. Obviously, someone who spends a lot of time critiquing other people's work instead of having an original idea of his own. Exactly. To save you the time of going out to his blog and inflating his numbers, I will read his review and decide for yourself. Does this dude really have a clue? Or has the bong resin finally reached his brain? Dude! Recently, I, the Mad Bastard, was informed there was yet another podcast from the Ohio area, the PervCast. What the hell is it with Cincinnati and the Ohio area? Is everyone a swinger with a damn show? Now let me stop here for a minute. Cincinnati? Dude, we are in Northwest Ohio, which means unless the earth poles have suddenly shifted, we are in Northern Ohio. And, well, Cincy is in Southern Ohio. So, students, let's try again. Is Cincinnati in Northern Ohio?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
And as far as every swinger in Ohio having a damn show, let me ponder that for a minute. As far as I know, I don't see a lot of shows from Ohio. Moving on. Let me see. On National Swingers site, with blurry photos of genitalia, check. Got box of extra small condoms, check. Got bulk size bottle of booty lube, check. Live in Ohio, check. Big ego but crappy show, check. Stop again. Dude, national swing site? Brief photos of genitals? Wait. I misread. It's national singers site. Dude, we're not singers. Box of extra small condoms? Okay, what the hell? Did we just start comparing penis size again? So, Mad Bastard, may I call you Mad? Mad, are you stating that people in Ohio have small penises? Well, considering you can't seem to find Northwest Ohio, I wonder if you have been to Ohio. And if you came here to compare penis size, maybe that is a good reason to dislike Ohio, Maybe? Anyway, bulk size booty lube. Whatever. Live in Ohio. Well, at least we know where Ohio is. Big ego, blah, blah, blah. To continue. The PervCast is yet another in a long line of podcasts from the Ohio area. But just in case you wanted to bury the show in clones, like shows in anonymity, the show has the tried and true and oh-so-tired format of two married show hosts, Ms. K and the Perv. How original. Another grown man with a nickname his own mother wouldn't recognize. And I swear, if one more female show host calls herself Ms. something or other, or anything close to a cat, I'll sodomize their pets with their own microphones. Now hold up here. Let me start here, Mr. Mad, or Bastard, or whatever. Small hint for you. Spell checker. N, case is two words, not one. Unless, of course, you were so stoned when you wrote this, it looked like two words. And let's not forget Bury. Last time I checked, Barry is B-U-R-Y.
Boot to the head.
Now let's discuss your theory of our names here. Firstly, Ms. K. Ms. K, how did you come up with a name like yours?
Well, I actually got the name from one of the female friends that we played with in the beginning who thought it was cool to call me Ms. K.
Thank you. For yours truly, I have been known as the Perv, or Resident Perv, for a long time before we started the Perv cast. Mostly people consider me a pervert.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Now, let's concentrate on names here. Since we shouldn't be using names other than our real names, I can only surmise that Mad Bastard is your real name. Such an odd name for a person. You must have caught a lot of heat in school. No wonder you blab a lot about things. Now let's discuss this need to sodomize our pets with our own microphones. Damn, dude, take some meds, weirdo. Mad writes, now with only two shows under its belt, you may be saying, Mad Bastard, that's hardly enough fodder for you to ream a new one. Not so, my flock of falling readers. Now wait a minute here. Judging from the lack of comments, I can only figure your flock is either too scared. Sorry, had to be said. Or there isn't a whole lot in your fold. Let's continue from here. Mad says, if you haven't heard the Pervcast, count this as one of the many small blessings in you miserable. Dude. Oh, I'm sorry. Mad? You miserable? Jeez, dude, learn some grammar. The word is your. Thank you. Little Lives. And he continues, as yet, the Ohio area has a unfiltered BS meat grinder of would-be webcasters cranking out superfluous drivel with absolutely no sense. Now hold up here. Here we go again. Man, dude, booby, can I not only suggest a spell checker, but a grammar checker too? No sense. S-I-N-C-E. Don't you mean sense?
You fucking dolt.
Anyway, no sense of formatting or cohesiveness, he continues, in some kind of Frankenstein shop of crappy podcasting. But unlike the Bandit Show, this is an actual podcast that could be downloaded to you iPod. That is, if you have nothing else better to do. Like drive off a cliff, stick your head in an oven, or walk through your local airport with sign on you butt cheeks saying, bomb smuggled here. Now hold up again. Jeez Louise. Are you fucking insane, dude? Perhaps you're stoned again. Sign on you butt. Walk through your local airport with sign on you butt cheeks.
I am really f***ed up.
Again, maybe I need to be the one sticking my head in an oven. Mad. You type like old people fuck. Slow and sloppy. And who the hell is this Bandit Show anyways? He continues, all of these activities have far more excitement and humor than you could patchwork together in both episodes. Now don't get me wrong, both episodes could be funny if I performed a lobotomy on myself via Pie the Movie style. But I have better things to do with myself, like, oh, I don't know, wait, here's one. How about live a normal life? But wait, here's the fun part. Go to the website, and there's no link to download it. Class all together now, WT space F period. So, to listen, you have to stay on their webpage, hoping your boss doesn't catch you wasting company time on the world's tackiest website. Now, here I have to say I agree with Mr. Bastard. Or is it Mad? We'll give you that, Mr. Dude. Or is that Mad Dude, sir? Worlds is a possessive noun, by the way, in the sentence, and you have it written as a plural noun. So, are we to understand our website is not only tacky here on Earth, but elsewhere? Ooh. Then we get to here, where Mad Bastard asks and answers his own question. He writes, but Mad Bastard, what was good about the show? So, of course, he has to continue from here. The sad but true thing about the Pervcast is the commercial-like bits in between the actual show are amusing. But they are far too sparse and are sound bites anyone can pick up on soundboard.com. Again, I have to say, I've never gone to soundboard.com, but thanks for letting me know about that. Mad Bastard then continues from here. He states, but they are far too sparse and our soundbites are, of course, from soundboard.com, blah, blah, blah. So that leaves the actual content of the show to wallow in it rich muds of juvenile, humorless, mediocre, mentally numbing refuse it seems all the other show based in Ohio are so fond of. Let me stop here for a second. M-U-D apostrophe S. I don't get it. Oh, and all the other show in Ohio? Do you mean shows? Dude, go back to elementary school and learn proper grammar. Perhaps you've been smelling too much of that oven cleaner. Of juvenile and humorless, mediocre, mentally numbing, refuse it seems, all the other show based in Ohio are so fond of. And again, seems, if I remember right,
wasted.
Dude, I think seams you wrote here is like the seams on your pants. What gives with hating Ohio so much? I'm beginning to think you went to school in Ohio and you got picked on because your name was Mad Bastard. He continues. The juvenile-like punches, or ad-libs, obviously cut and pasted in after the show, is recorded for levity, only distract from what Ms. No Personality K is saying. And by the way, it's funny, he writes K as K-A-Y, saying. And while she may exude all the warmth and personality of a frozen turd in the middle of your driveway, he continues, Perv still finds ways to utterly annoy the listener into wishing a hailstorm of shut the F ups be plow-driven right between his buttocks for his ceaseless attempts at what could be best described as humor. Personally, I think Mad Bastard doesn't like us, because we're in Ohio. But Mad Bastard continues on his drivel. In the second show, the unawesome twosome bring a third to the show, some woman named CK or something to that effect. I think he means CW. Again, bong hits warp this dude's sense, or is that sense of reality, S-I-N-C-E. Of course, he wrote it, I didn't. To continue, named CK or something to that effect, who oddly enough offers insight into her own experiences. Now, before you start thinking the Mad Bastard has gone south like some limp porn star in a Viagra drought, think again. She, too, offers one too many interruptions and distractions to the show keep me interested for more than a minute. Luckily, during the second episode, either the feed died out or my headphones decided to do the horrible deed and commit suicide or quit working. Either way, I figured divine intervention and left well enough alone. He didn't finish listening to the show?
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Now Mad Bastard rates our show. He states, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, sound quality, 3. Sound goes loud to average way too often. You know what, dude? Good point. I will give you kudos where kudos are due. And we are getting that under control. Matter of fact, you should be listening to a better sound. But rate us a 3? Hey, cool with me. And he continues. Relevance. 4. The show makes repeat attempts to offer swinger-related subject matter, even if it is thinly veiled self-promotional fodder. Okay. Interviews. And 8. There were no interviews yet. Entertainment. 3. The sound bits are better than the show itself. Website, 2.5. Overall quality, 3. Would I listen again? Not anytime soon, as I'll still be mourning the murder-suicide of my headphones. But that's just fine by me. Here we go again. Mourning the murder-suicide. Mourning is a time of the day, silly. I think you meant mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Dude, get a dictionary. In closing, he states, if you're from Ohio, please stop making webcasts. Survey says...
Wrong. Thank you for playing. Have a nice day. Next contestant, please.
And let's talk about self-promotional fodder. Mad Bastard signs off with signing out from the mad side. Up next, the Mad Bastard's review of Kitty's Lounge. Wait, didn't I cover that in the Bandit Show review? No. Okay, then repeat everything I said about the Bandit Show. Take out the black guy and add the fact that she at least pretends to cover topics that have something to do with being a swinger. Add long ill-timed pauses due to poor formatting and move on. Up next, Mad Bastard reviews DJ Tony's Rockin' in the USA. Dear God, another webcast from Cincy, fucking Natty, Ohio. Dude, and again with the Ohio thing? After all, I don't think Mad Bastard can find different places in Ohio. I wonder if he can even find it on a freaking map. Personally, I wonder if he knows what state he is in, other than a state of confusion. He finally closes the Mad Bastard. M.B. But hey, some promotion is better than no promotion, I guess. Now, if you want to read the article yourself, you can at www.thoughts.com/madbastard/blog. Oh, by the way, he did rate the Swing Shift, and one of his highlights of the day was the fact they weren't from Ohio. Matter of fact, they're from Missouri. If you haven't checked them out, you might want to. I hope you enjoyed this brief interruption of our normal perv casting. With any luck, Ms. K and CW should be back in our next episode. Until then, I didn't know we had a phone. Huh. Okay. Hello, you got the perv cast.
Hey, perv. Polyester Paul here. Just wanted to call and say I love the show. That Mad Bastard.
Well, thanks. We do our best to make a good show.
No problem. I really do enjoy the show. Well, especially that Ms. K. She sounds sexy.
She is a hottie.
Ms. K. Oh, yeah. Hey, what's the next show about there, perv?
Our next episode is going to be about party. From the house party, to the off-premise party, to the on-premise party. How to host them, and especially proper party etiquette. Don't miss it. This will definitely be one for the books, folks.
I love the party. Oh, yeah. I hope Ms. K and I could get together and do a little couch conga, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dude, it might help if you hold on to the phone with both hands. You know what I mean? Nothing. It just, sound like you're a little busy there.
Hey, man. Hey. So where's Ms. K right now?
Dude, I can't understand a word you're saying. I think you asked where Ms. K was. She's around?
So what's she doing?
How the hell should I know? She's doing something, I'm sure.
What? Okay. So what's she wearing, man?
Probably an old fuzzy bathrobe, pair of galoshes, and some granny underwear. How about that?
Very funny. Well, that wasn't very nice. That wasn't very nice at all.
What the fuck are you saying? I can barely understand a word you're saying. I think it's time to, hang up now. This is getting a little strange for me, you know what I mean?
Ms. K. Dude,
seriously, I need to go. This is getting a little strange. That was one hell of a weird call. Anyways, don't forget about our next episode, which is about partying. From the house party, to the off-premise party, to the on-premise party. How to host them, and the proper etiquette around them. Also in our next episode, we will be giving away a prize just for our listeners. You want to find out more? Listen in. And until then, folks, always remember, I am naked under my clothes. Till then, my fellow pervets and pervites, always stay horny.
Find out more about the Pervcast or any of its episodes, check out our website at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast or email us anytime at pervcast@devilsparadise.com. That's devils with a Z. This is Lasidius speaking for the Pervcast, a Devil's Paradise production.